Hey guys, welcome back. So this is another podcast. Hi, my name is Marina and this is the Shepherd Cast. Hope you enjoy this. Let's get started. Amazing topics today, guys. So the title, as you may have seen, is called The Good and Bad, well, the bad and good of farming with Dorpers, whatever way you want to put it. All right, first bullet point, guys. Time is a really big factor in the business. A lot of questions may be, how much time does it take? That's not really a great answer, I feel like. It's a different amount of time for everybody. There's no, solid amount of answers. Time is a very big key factor in this, and it's very important. You need to make sure you commit enough time to your business in order to make it grow. Another really, really big one, which I'm sure all of you are probably guessing by now, money. Money is a huge part of this. If you don't have a lot of money, well, not saying like a lot, but if you don't have any money, then you can't really get this business started. Unless you have like investors, stuff like that. I don't know. But money is important. You need to be able to buy feed, and if you're doing like subscriptions to like other websites and apps, then you're gonna need money. But I'm sure you guys probably already know that. Anyway, let's move into some harder topics. Producing stock. That's an important one. That really triggers a lot of people to really not commit their time and their efforts into their business because they're not producing the stock that they want, and that can trigger them to not want to do it anymore. Producing stock is a big key factor in this, especially when you're trying and maybe you're not getting the output you want. A lot of people are very frustrated with like getting a full lambing group of rams. I've seen a little bit of this on Facebook lately, and there's so many people that are upset that their lambing groups are just full of rams and no ewe lambs. Lately, I've had a lot of ewe lamb groups. I only have like one ram lamb born usually. Well, guess what? This year I had like my whole group of ram lambs. And this is all because I think I changed up my sire. Most of you probably know, but my first sire died. And then, my new sire already bred the year before when I had my old sire. But my old sire died. You guys probably have heard of him. He's Champion, and he was a really great sire. So it's a painful loss. But my new sire, we call him Hulk, and I'm hoping he'll make some Hulk babies. We got a full group of ram lambs. I only had two ewe lambs born out of this entire group, and I had five ram lambs. Well, actually, five, six. I had seven ram lambs. Ladies' lambs died when they first came out, so that's a shame. And she was a first-time mama, so, and she was still kind of like a ewe lamb, so it's bound to happen, but. It's still a shame, but I have gotten mostly ewe lambs in the past, but I was pretty surprised that I got a lot of ram lambs this year. And my guess is probably because I switched up my stock and I had more newer animals brought in last year. So that's probably a little bit of change, but we're working with what we got. Hopefully I'll be able to get all these ram lambs sold this year so we can make some new room. But our next topic is thought. Thought is a big thing. You guys are probably like, what? What are you talking about? But yeah, thought is important because you need to think about what you're doing in the future. If you don't think like further ahead from where you are, you won't have any idea of what to do the there and then, and then you're like, it's important to think like, what's your goal? What do you want to do? That's a really important topic right there. You need to really put a lot of thought and effort into your business. Even if you're not doing it like online or social media, it's still super important to be thinking about what your goal and what you want to do in the future is. Next thing, websites, aka online. And a lot of people don't like using social media and websites like stuff like that. And I do get that, I do, but I do believe that it's a great way to advertise to a new set of audience, like I've talked about in my last two podcasts. There's no need for a website or social media. It's just a really great way to reach people outside and kind of throughout the community. So that's great. I mean, it's not perfect using social media. It can be very difficult a lot of times, but usually it's a great source of finding new people, creating a new word for yourself, kind of that. But it's really up to you. What do you want to do? Do you want it online? Do you like not? It's really up to you, because a lot of Dorper breeders don't have their stuff online. They're just a local breeder. And they may just use like something simple like Facebook or something like that to advertise. But yeah, that's kind of where we're at. To all those starting out Dorper breeders that are out there, I do highly recommend you follow the American Dorper Sheepbreeder Society and the Western States Dorper Association, because that has great information and it's a great way to meet new Dorper breeders. Outcome, you're probably wondering, what are you talking about? Well, outcome can be a great thing to be thinking about. A lot of people are super upset with their outcome, and that might be why they're switching up their stock, selling all their old sires, selling all their old ewes, getting new ones. That's great, but it's really important to think, what do you want your outcome to be? Sales. What are you guys talking about? Sales? Well, sales are super important when you're growing a business. You're like, I might not be selling something this year, and you're like super frustrated, which I'm talking about me right now. I was super, super mad when I didn't get any sales my first couple years of farming, but that really changed the next year. I sold all of my offspring, so that really changed for me. I'm not gonna say that it's gonna change as fast as it did for me for you guys, but it will definitely. If you're staying true to your stock and what you're raising and your word, it will get out to people and it will be really nice. But the only thing I can really say right now is sales does take a little bit of time. It takes effort. It takes time for people to discover you, understand what you're making, understand you. It's not necessarily cheap to be keeping a lot of stock, especially with the amount of hay that's going up right now, but I can tell you that it will change. Your sales are going to be a lot better. You'll be able to get like more stock, especially if you guys start like attending other shows, online classes. People are going to start like discovering you, and it's great. So that brings us to our next topic, lambing time. Lambing time is kind of frustrating, especially this year for me. My first ewe that lambed this year, she had a couple of dead lambs, which was kind of hard. Let's see if I can explain this correctly. She was laboring early in the morning, and I went out to let everybody out, get them fed, and I noticed she was laboring. She's got her two back legs kind of spread out in that position. I could tell. So I went in, I put her in a lambing pen, brought everybody else out, came back, let her out of the lambing pen, and she kind of started, laboring. Let me tell you, this lambing took all day. I should have definitely gotten in there. I do regret that, but I should have definitely gotten in there and probably helped her, and that probably would have saved those lambs, but I just think I was too late. As far as I knew when I got in there, she hadn't dropped her water bag yet. But now looking back, I do definitely think she dropped it before we got in this morning. So that's something that probably triggered that. But I went in to check on her, and there was like this weird like skin or something coming out of her, and it was really, I can't even explain it. Well, guess what? That was the tongue of the lamb. Because the water bag had dropped, it didn't have a sense of air. And then the second one was like crooked, and it was already dead inside of her, so stillborn. So my thought is probably the first one holding up probably triggered the second one to die. I'm not really sure. It's still a big mystery, but that happens. Sometimes there's mysteries. Anyway, next topic. Breeding. Breeding is important when you're farming with Dorpers. You need to think, what kind of sires do you want? What kind of ewes do you want? If you want a great outcome, if you want like really top quality commercial sheep, or if you want registered, nice, show stock, then it's important to think of what sires you want. That's something to be thinking about, definitely with breeding. Like, what time of year do you want to breed? What time of lambing times do you want? That's important when you're doing this because it's a huge part in making a profitable Dorper that somebody's going to want to buy and raise. Is it hard? I've got a couple of questions like this on my DMs and on YouTube, private answers and stuff like that. But they've been talking about, like, is it hard to farm with Dorpers? Are they difficult than other sheep? It's not. Well, I mean, it is, any kind of project, hobby, it's gonna be hard at first. I mean, otherwise it wouldn't push you to keep going. It is hard a lot of days. Some days you just want to, like, stay in bed and relax, but guess what? Nope, you don't. You have to get out and let everybody else out. So that's kind of a pain. But depending on your situation and your setup, it could be different. But it really just depends on what you're kind of doing. But I mean, I wouldn't say it's like super hard. I mean, I think it's kind of sometimes frustrating, especially if you don't get done when you want to, or if you don't get the kind of animal that you want to, or if you don't sell that year. That can be hard, but most of the times it's pretty rewarding, especially when you have that first ewe lambing and she has that perfect amount of lambs and that perfect mothering skill. It just all feels like it's all worth it, and it's amazing. All the struggles that you've gone through that past year, perfect. I talked a little bit about that on my, what is that, my newsletter I just sent out yesterday. I talk a lot about the seasons and kind of what's happened in the last little while. So that's a great way if you want to get to know what's going around the farm and stuff like that. Then you can subscribe to my newsletter, which is found on my website. I talk a lot about, like, what's been going on, kind of more detailed stuff about lambing and breeding and what we've been doing. So that's great. And then Zoom classes are going to be starting up soon, so I'll be able to do more stuff like that. But so far, I'm really enjoying doing my podcast. I think it's just so simple, relaxed, a key kind of. But let me know if you guys like it, because I definitely enjoy it. Anyway, that's all the topics I have to talk to you guys about today. There will be more topics coming out soon, so stay tuned for that. And if you noticed, yes, I have my new microphone. The audio might sound a little different. Hopefully it sounds good. But this podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts now and Podbean, so you guys can check that out on there. Yeah, it's really great to have you guys. And if you're coming from my YouTube channel, hi, and I hope you guys like this, and hopefully you stay tuned for further updates and more episodes. Thank you so much. I will see you in my next one.